Like, if you think you're putting too much spices in, you're probably putting too little, and you should probably put just a touch more.
Hi, and welcome back to Pandemics. This week, we are speaking with Molly Brownstein, a rising junior at SUNY New Paltz and one of my oldest friends. Molly, welcome. Thank you so much for being here. To begin, could you tell us a bit about your connection to the Buffalo Jewish community?
I grew up going to Kadima Academy from second grade to eighth grade, and then I continued being a part of the Buffalo Jewish community throughout high school with Hebrew High. Also, I participated in USY, leadership in USY all throughout high school, which was really important to me. And then just two summers ago, I was the Judaica program area leader for Camp Seneca Lake, where I was able to connect with even more Jewish kids from not just Buffalo, but all over New York, but a lot of Buffalo families as well.
And now, as a college student, how do you keep Judaism in your life?
The ways that I've been trying to keep Judaism in my life now, I participated a lot this last year in Chabad of New Paltz. There isn't a really huge Jewish community, but I met a lot of Jewish kids here that are really interested in creating some kinds of community. So hopefully this next semester COVID relaxes a little bit and I can work alongside some other my Jewish friends to create a little I guess closer connected Jewish community in New Paltz, because not many people go to Chabad. Even though I enjoyed it, it wasn't as popular. But I'd like to do that.
Do you feel like your Judaism and cooking are connected at all?
Sure. I absolutely think Judaism and cooking are connected, especially in my life. I know after I spent some time in Israel with Nativ, I just look at hummus as just like such a different kind of meal. Like, it's involved in every single aspect of that's so funny. I'm like laughing because I'm just like very passionate about hummus. When I was living in Tveria, in like spring 2018, right? I every single day after volunteering, me and one of my friends would go to Hummus Herschel, which was just like a freshly opened hummus place. And me and my friend would just go every single day. We became friends with the person who owned it, which was not Herschel, but Herschel's son, Sor. We would sit with him, and he would just tell us stories from the Kabbalah and just ideas that stuck out to him. He taught us all about what it means, like, to be modest. And it wasn't, it didn't feel like he was trying to push anything on us. He was just being so kind and open. And before we left, to go back home, he let us come back in the kitchen and he taught us how he made all the hummus. And like, his most important ingredient was to like wake up every single morning before and like sing to the chickpeas and dance with them and just like energetically give his love to the chickpeas. And like, through that, that's what makes his hummus so wonderful. That changed my life.
Oh, I love that. I love that story. That's so great. Thank you for telling it.
Sure.
So what recipe did you bring today and why did you choose it?
Okay, well, I today brought some vegan shakshuka, which kind of shakes it up. It's also, I know a lot of people have been making shakshuka over quarantine, but it's just so easy. And I personally like to put chickpeas inside of it as like a substitute for the egg, but I was also looking and some people have recipes with tofu as an egg substitute, if that's like interesting as well. But I just am a big fan of plant-based meals on an occasion, and I think shakshuka is a really easy meal to get protein in while also being a little more conscious about what you're eating.
Yeah. And what do you love about this meal?
It's really satisfying. I love making shakshuka because there's a lot that goes into it, but it's still pretty easy and it just makes you feel like you're a cooking chef. So You know, I just take a skillet, throw olive oil on, chopped onions and garlic, and I just let those, like, roast for a while. I'm really not a pro chef, but I just know it tastes better if you burn them a little bit before. And then throw some red pepper in, chopped tomatoes, tomato puree, cumin, paprika, cayenne, salt, black pepper, chickpeas, add them all together. It's so easy.
That sounds so good. Shakshuka is so good. And with, like, a piece of challah.
Yes, like, yes. Yeah. You got to put some black pepper on it and, like, fresh bread if possible. But making bread is really difficult. I tried to do that so many times over quarantine. And either it was burnt on the outside or it was, like, doughy in the middle. But that's a process. I'm still working on my bread recipe.
Yeah, I'll come back to you for another segment, and we'll talk about bread.
I'm excited. That's great.
So, you touched on this briefly a little bit, but what's your favorite part of making the vegan shakshuka?
It's just, like, such a nice reminder of Israel. It's so easy. I made it a bunch in Israel. It was one of the first recipes that I was completely able to make so perfectly, deliciously, exactly as I wanted. And so that's just a great comfort food for me now, especially during, you know, during coronavirus. It's nice to have that kind of meal that it's just easy for you to make and just makes you feel awesome.
Absolutely. So quickly, before we go, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I don't really have that much to say, but if there is someone listening right now, I think it's a really great time in the world to practice the act of tzedakah. There are a lot of people that are really struggling. I don't know if I really have to mention it for people to know, but if you think you can help a little bit more than you're helping right now, it's really the time to stand up. If there's anyone listening and that sticks out to anyone, there are a lot of people that need support from the Jewish community right now.
I couldn't agree more. What a perfect way to end this interview. Molly, thank you so much again. I'm looking forward to trying your recipe. That's all we have. See you all next week.